returns that we need to sustain where we are. And if we want to get better, and there are still ways to get better that are worth it. For example, some forms of automated meter reading will allow the company to tell much quicker where outages are, get to them quicker. So you can still do things that are cost effective. But as I'm saying, I think you got to look at every program that has material dollars to it and say, what's the difference if we don't spend it? How do we measure that difference? It's not always easy or straightforward, but it's always doable.
When you made your comment here on page 7 concerning the reductions, the amount of capital spending, had you studied the capital budgets, or were what led you to these comments?
What we've been talking about is given the need to look at ways to reduce rates, and given the fact that it's much harder to reduce them in the near term than it is over the full 20 years, we wanted to kind of inject just what we're talking about, this whole notion of showing the value to be gained by doing it, the consequences of delaying it, and then assessing whether there are real opportunities to delay things that cost big money, because then you will be able to smooth out the rate path. It was not a concern about whether the board's process is adequate or not. I think it's fine. It's often done after the fact in the U.S., and that's troubling, because then you really have to kind of get to a level of showing imprudence to say something, you know, some cost should not be recovered. So there's merit in doing it this way, but it does take an effort if you do it this way. It takes effort on the board's part. It takes effort on the part of people like you who have interest to bring before the board's attention.
Should there be an annual cap put on capital spending in this situation, so that the cap annually is $40 or $50 million, you prioritize your projects around that cap? Would that be a way of dealing with it?
I wouldn't do that in a flat way, but what's intriguing about what you raise is the notion of saying, show me what you're going to do if I only give you X.
Yes.
Tell me what's going to happen if you only spend X. I think that's a more, that sounds like a more tender-hearted way of doing
it. I notice Mr. Sellers is trying to get in there.
No. I kind of agree with everything John said. I mean, what he said is exactly true. A cap is a good start. And then you look at the one-off from there, and it's never the end, but it does produce some real critical thought.
I think the approach you're recommending, I wouldn't offer as a kind of sustaining way of doing it. I think it will lead to short-sighted decisions. But I think under the circumstances, that kind of a look, it's interesting. I don't want to say I'm recommending it, because you hit me with it kind of.
You want to think about it.
Yeah. It wasn't exactly a sucker punch, but I wasn't expecting it. So I'd like to think more before I say that's what the board ought to do, by getting some sense of what burdens that would put on the board. But it is an option that I would say it this way. From management's perspective, in the interest of my customers, I think I would certainly be thinking that way now in terms of what I'm bringing before the board.
Did you deal, in reference to this comment, with the duplications? For instance, Newfoundland Power has $25 million over, I think, a 4 or 5 year period. It's been approved for improvement of its information systems. Well, Hydro is looking for something similar, is out there now with new information systems. Couldn't there be mergers there in the interest of ratepayers, so there could be one information system that they share and track according to their usage for the regulated versus the unregulated, and so on?
I think on a steady state basis, there might be some very small savings. I don't think I'd recommend that, as long as they each remain responsible for their own customers, because there are ramifications of making them use the same system in terms of how they staff, how they train, all of that. I would be concerned that the small gain you might get through a common system would be wiped out by all the changes they'd have to make. If there's benefit in commonality that kind of gets my attention, it's more, you know, if you're going to start doing more with respect to customers' ability to influence their usage, the kind of information customers should have about usage so they can make decisions about conservation measures, that sort of thing. I see value there in kind of requiring the companies to do similar things so that their customers have the same kind of access to choices, to knowledge about what they're using. So those sort of things, I think. But for the most part, I think a lot of those are not that hard to develop within the context of their own system. It's more a matter of the board saying, you know, we want you to make sure customers have this kind of information, that kind of information. So I don't see a lot of dollars there. You know, we look pretty closely at combining customer service functions. And I will say that I think when we started, we saw that as the most likely source of gain. It just seemed almost illogical to have one company serving so many people at retail and then Hydro serving here then in the next place. I think it was surprising when we dug into it that the savings there weren't as nearly as great as we thought they were going to be.
Well, I guess savings is in the eye of the beholder. From a ratepayer is paying for both, any savings.
Well, I think that's fair, and we certainly went from that premise. We cranked the numbers first, and we saw some dollars there. But as we said earlier, I think when we looked at what it would take to accomplish those changes, there were things that were going to wipe out a portion of that directly, and there were risks that we think were much more likely than not to wipe out most, if not all, of the remainder.
So. Was there anywhere else when you studied that area of duplications, just based on your comment, where you saw some promise in combining services for the benefit of reducing costs?
No, I think we looked at all the areas. I think all the areas of potential. I think the one that we didn't really get as far along as I had hoped we would was in common purchasing. I think opportunities remain there. I think they would effectively require Hydro to have the same purchasing flexibility that Newfoundland Power had to be able to capture them. And the barriers, I don't want to call them barriers, the rules under which Hydro operates are statutory, so that barrier is not inconsiderable. But I don't think we were ever able to kind of get the dialogue between the companies far enough along to nail that one down. But I think we still think there are potentially some dollars there that that continue to be worth exploring, and we encourage that. I believe Hydro acknowledged the value in that discussion. I don't remember exactly what Newfoundland Power said in its filing about that option, but I certainly don't recall them opposing it. So I would hope that those discussions would continue and be transparent to the board and the stakeholders. It would be good to see those come to kind of some resolution in a way that has transparency.
In terms of systems and the different systems that are out there, in the Muskrat era, does this rate-based system make any sense at all? Should we be looking at alternatives?
Yeah, you're talking about maybe performance-based rate-making, something like that. You know, forgive me for saying we, I'm not being presumptuous. Maybe I'm starting to feel comfortable here. Y'all, now I'm a Southerner now, y'all face a need to swallow the costs of the LCP. There's not really any way around that. The financial consequences of default under those agreements are just horrific to contemplate. So I don't really see anything other than saying as bad as it sounds and as harsh as it sounds, is that customers have to take the medicine for what's happened. So no, I don't with respect to what's happened so far. I do, as I tried to emphasize yesterday, think that it's important for the board to have a role in kind of making sure that the costs going forward are managed effectively. I talk, I think, pretty directly about about board oversight of continuing costs. But you know, there's 13 or however many billion it ends up being out there that we just have to deal with. So I think the issue becomes, where do you go from here?
Would it make any sense in reference to, for Newfoundland Power to be placed in some kind, would it be better for them and probably better for us if they had some flexibility?
I haven't thought about it in their context, so I can only tell you my general view. I have, in all the cases I've found that have attempted to use some sort of metrics or standard, I've had trouble getting comfortable that the standard adopted was a correct one, and correct more from the perception or from the perspective of customers than the company. I've seen a lot of incentive methods that say if you do well here, you'll get rewarded, or if you don't do well there, you'll get penalized. My problem is that the way I've seen that work is there are usually four or five metrics. So if I'm the company, I can say, I'm not gonna get anywhere close on metrics one, so I'm not spending a lot of attention, time, or money there. I'm gonna move over to metric two, where I'm on the cusp of reward or penalty. So I'm gonna put my resources there. So what happens? You get a very small gain in metric two, the company makes profit, and then performance on metric one goes to you know where. So conceptually, I don't have a problem with it, but I have not seen, nor have I divined some way to set a standard that I think is going to set a full holistic set of incentives that's going to be consistent both with keeping service at high levels and promoting effective costs. So if you could show me a way that made me think there was no way to game the system, then I'd sure be interested, because I like it, because I'm a firm believer, as I said yesterday, in the fundamental concept that regulation is a substitute for competition. There are many ways to potentially to substitute for it.
Because it's my understanding that the Fortis energy companies in Ontario and Alberta are into some form of performance-based rate making. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not. I don't know what its scope, nature, or results are there. I just know everyone I've looked for, I sort of put myself in the position of the company and say, I think I can game it.
Sometimes you mean you can game it? What are you suggesting there?
Well, if there are a number of metrics, like I said, I can say, my optimum performance says, to hell with metric one, I'm going to go for metrics two, three, and four, and I'm going to make a small enough gain in those to make incentives, and then I'm going to sort of leave number one with a major drop in performance. And I look at all that, and I say, wait a minute, on a net basis, nothing's changed for customers. I've just put all my resources in three of the five or four of the five. So, or short versus long run, and that's even more serious, is I can do something with my expenditures now to make a gain, and then sort of I'll worry about the chickens coming home to roost in 3 years, 4 years, or 5 years. And if I'm a CEO and I've got 3 years left, do I really worry about whether my production of gains under an incentive system now is going to leave my successor with a problem or not? So I, like I said, I just have never seen a, a, a sufficiently holistic approach to make it, make me comfortable that it's.
And it's fair enough, and you haven't studied into this context, but certainly it's something we'll be recommending that the board recommend to government, that some form of performance-based rate making be studied, and particularly for the private enterprise Newfoundland Power, that's mutually beneficial to the utility and to the ratepayer.
Yeah.
Do you think it's worthy of study?
That's a hard one because I'm not. I sort of have thought about it and I like it conceptually, but I guess I've just seen too many times, all the times it just doesn't do what I think it ought to do. So I think I'm kind of pessimistic that anything will come out of it, but you know, it would be nice to think something could. So I think it becomes a question of, with all the things that the board has to decide, is this something, how much attention is this worth versus other
Well, when we're spending $200 million annually in capital budgets, it's worth a lot.
I agree completely with the importance of focusing on capital expenditures.
So you could see the way we would suggest there might be merit in studying this because these huge capital expenditures are unsustainable in the Muskrat era, the way they are currently devised. That the utility can just come forward and pretty well get what they're looking for. And as I said before, I'm not unempathetic to the board because, you know, the implication, give us this or you're responsible when the lights go out. And that's hardly a fair presentation, but it's there, it's implicit in it.
I think we've talked a lot about sort of the difficulties, and again, I'm gonna tell you, I think the key thing for me in the short run is the whole question of would we be taking material reliability risk or not in deferring projects. I sort of see that as in the short term a much more.
Sure, while we're waiting or studying the issue, because remember we have examples in Ontario and Alberta of the same company that owns Newfoundland Power that seem to be in some kind of performance based rate big, and I admittedly haven't studied it in particular yet, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity. So, but in the meantime, we do have to deal with these capital budget issues, and maybe the cap is the way to go or something similar.
Yeah, subject to the
subject to the discretion
subject
of
to everything
the board.
I've said about it before without hopefully having to remember it and repeat it.
Well, it's 11 o'clock now. I'll be about another half hour, I think. I just went to caucus with my colleagues and see the few remaining areas that I have to
present.
Thank you very much, Chair.